Okay, first of all, I'd like to just say thanks, like everybody else, just thanks to the selection committee and for Pius and everybody that's associated with this. And I for years helped set this thing up and run it. I know the work it takes, and I appreciate everything that you do. And back there, Courtney and everybody, and thank you for everything that you do. Second of all, a shout out to the class of 69, my class. This is a tremendous honor, you know, for this team and for the coaches that I had that worked with me. Again, like Jake, you know, it isn't, you know, I once had a guy that coached me in college, Terry Renner was his name, at UNK. And, you know, he's the smart, best thing he ever said to me when I first started coaching was, you know something, when you have good players, you have a good team. I said, yeah, okay. So that's really the case here. You know, you talk about a great group of guys to be around, to be with, and to have. And again, you know, none of these guys started the previous year. We had a great senior group in 97, won the state championship going away, and none of these guys were starters. They were all backups. They got to play a lot, but they were still just backups. And there's a big difference between being a starter and being a backup. But, you know, big step for these guys, and they were determined. They kept telling me, Coach, we're going to win another championship. And I kept saying, okay. You know, we'll see. And they kept telling me, yeah, we're going to win, Coach. I said, okay. You know, and especially when we lost to Beatrice, you know, on the last minute, some kid kicked a 50-yard field goal at the end of the game to win the game for them. And of course, it was all week long. I said, oh, Beatrice is no good. They're tight. You know, and of course, we didn't that's just how we played, just like we practiced, same as always. But you know something? These guys really buckled down, made up their minds that they were going to do it, and they really just, you know, had a tremendous season. Before I go on any farther, I would like to introduce the coaches that were with me that year. Jeff DeVries, one of my assistants, A.J. Santos, Jim Hansen. All those guys did so much work and put in so much time. And again, I appreciate everything that they did for me and, you know, what they did for this group of guys here. And, you know, one thing about this group of guys was, you know, and I always said that when we had good teams, it was the years that we had guys that cared about each other. You know, it wasn't about me, like Tom said, it was about us. And, you know, the thing of it is, you know, I always used to say, don't be the guy that lets the guy next to you down. Don't be that guy. And that was one thing these guys took to heart. You know, they just made up their minds that they were going to play for each other. They weren't going to let anybody down. And they would just play as hard as they could. And that's what they did. And it's really a tremendous group, a great group of guys. And the thing that is, you know, after they've gotten out of Pius, they've gone on and really, again, represented Pius in the best way possible. Tremendous men, family men, you know, and just really great representatives of what Pius is about, you know, and football and just everything else, academics, everything. So, again, great group of guys. I'm very proud to be associated with them, to have been their coach. And I think Bob and Taylor, you guys, a couple words from some players. Thank you again to everybody.
Well, on behalf of my teammates, it's an honor to be here this weekend. And a big thanks to Pius, the athletic department, Mr. Layshock, and the Hall of Fame committee for this honor. It's really been a fun weekend and great to reconnect with these guys, and it's just so hard to believe it's been 25 years. So, you know, as we entered our senior year that year, I think to understand our mindset, you need to understand kind of the culture of Pius football at that time. This was a dominant program in the mid to late 90s. You know, as freshmen, we watched as Pius went undefeated, won a state championship. As sophomores, the team lost once in the playoffs, and then that amazing junior year, that team was just incredible and won state championship again. And so as we began our senior year, Pius had only lost twice in the time that we were here at the school. So we wanted to carry on that tradition, but as you heard, by week five, we were 3-2. And those two losses equaled the total number of losses Pius had in the previous three seasons. So we had a choice to make. Are we going to give up, or are we going to press on and press forward and fight? And really, that's life, isn't it? That's the lesson a student athlete can learn by playing high school sports. When life doesn't go as planned, you have a choice. You can give up or you can press on, press forward. And those are the lessons, again, that high school sports can teach us. So our team responded. We won 7 games in a row from that point on, became the first team to repeat in Class B history. And I would say what our team lacked in talent compared to that amazing 97 team, I think we made up for it in heart. Our team had a lot of faith. Thursday nights, we'd gather at the field to pray. And Rob Timmerman, our quarterback, would lead us in prayer because his brother, Sean, was studying to be a priest, and we thought that made Rob the most qualified. But faith was no doubt, you know, part of our success. I do want to say a word of thanks to our coaches for the sacrifices that they made to be here. As an adult now, trying to earn a living, trying to raise kids, I know the sacrifices you made to be a teacher and a coach at Pius. So thank you for that. In particular to Coach Allward, you're a legend, Coach. You're an example for us. It was an honor to play for you. And of course, thanks to Coach DeVries and Santos and any of the others that are here. A quick story though about the one I'm not forgetting, don't worry, Coach Hansen. So Coach Hansen was our offensive line coach, and that's the position I played. And the game is Elkhorn, and it's the playoffs. This is the biggest game of our lives. Elkhorn was in particular a huge rival of ours. And we were in the locker room, and a lot of the other players had left, but it was just us starting linemen and Coach Hansen. And after some, what would I say, words of encouragement, you know, the typical Coach Hansen, he kind of brought us in all close, and he said, "Boys, I love you like I would love any of my own sons. Now go out, play hard, make me proud." Coach, the feeling's mutual. You and our coaches, you were like a father to us. You taught us how to be men, to work hard, and that nothing in this life is impossible if you believe in yourself and if you're willing to put in the work. And the fact that we still have a relationship today is proof that you have positively impacted our lives. And that's why high school sports exists. It's not about state titles, it's not about wins and losses. It's those life lessons, and it's the relationships. And as my oldest son starts at Pius here this fall, I just can't wait to be a Pius parent and to watch my kids, you know, go and have the same experience that I had. So thank you.
I thought you said you were going to be short. Thanks. Thank you. This is one of the coolest things. Just listening to Tom, listening to just everybody, from congratulations to everybody that got inducted today. It's so cool to be back and see where Pius is going. The further and further we get away from 1998, it is truly amazing how special our time at Pius was, with just how many games we won and just how many people don't have that experience. So the big thing is, from the guys starting in the 70s, Coach Aldrich, Coach Allward, all the coaches, all the players that we learned from, talking about that senior group that we learned from, and then all the way up through. And then probably the best team, my vote is the best team that's ever played physically on the field is that went that team our junior year. They were really, really good. Throughout all the football games that I've played and coached in over the 25 years, Coach Allward gave me the one Vince Lombardi speech that my favorite line that I love from it is, "If you're lucky enough to find a guy with a lot of head and a lot of heart, he's never going to come off the field second." And that's what this group is. Taylor hit on it. The coaches hit on it, or coach hit on it, and that's exactly what this team was. So I was recently asked, what team is the best team you've ever been on? And I played college football. I coached college football for 10 years, and I continue to make my list. And this is truly, because of how much we care about each other, the best team I've ever been on. It's really awesome to see everybody come back and be a part of this. So it's been awesome. One thing I would say is Matt Grossrode. So we did just coach gave us a jersey, but huge part. And he obviously lives on the stadium, but huge part. And they're still a part, obviously a big part of the Pius family, but we wouldn't have done this without Matt and just the whole group in general. So thank you very much. Congratulations to everybody. Great job, guys.